Feel pretty good. Feel pretty good for slept the whole plane ride, and so right now I'm feeling good. You know, probably we kind of hit the move running today, so we've been busy meetings, a little walk through, and it's good to kind of get here, get moving, get running around a little bit. You know, probably get some get some good sleep this afternoon, tonight, and but you know, considering circumstances, feel good. I guess so, man. It's been a while, been 10 years almost. So, I think just knowing I need, just kind of preparing for it, during the week, just trying to get hydrated, just trying to get on this schedule a little bit, knowing I had to sleep on the plane. Hopefully that can help. But, just try to feel like I'm pretty on schedule with where I'd normally be this time on a Friday, and so I think that's good and shouldn't be any different than a normal week.
Were you able to sleep on the plane?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. I mean, I did sleep, but it's still your kind of time clock's gonna be a little off. So guys will definitely get a nap this afternoon, get some sleep, try not to sleep too much so you can still, go to sleep at a normal hour tonight and be on a pretty good schedule.
Eli, your Miami game in 2007, he gave you super luck. Are you
sure
hoping for some more super luck?
Well, hoping we can go out there and play well and get a win. So just kind of take it one step at a time hopefully this is going to be a good, good situation where you come into, a game where your schedule's off, you're throwing off a little bit, things are going to be a little different, and you got to adjust, and you got to just, you can't have any excuses. Everybody's dealing with the same thing, and we got to come out and make sure we're doing everything that we're focused and ready to play our best football come Sunday.
Are you at a super game on Sunday? Are you hoping for a good rest of the season?
Definitely. Hoping. We got to make up some ground in the division. Teams are playing well. NFC East is strong. So, we just got to take it one game at a time. And we got to worry about the Rams. On Sunday, get ready. They're playing good football, and just get prepared for that. Do whatever it takes to get a win and go on from there. No, I don't feel a need to address the team. Coach McAdoo came around and was getting the word out yesterday, afternoon that Josh wasn't going to make it on the trip. And so, tough situation, but, the Giants had to do what they had to do. And, Robbie Gold will come in, and a veteran guy, and step up and kick for us, and expect him to go in there and do his job and make the extra points, make the field goals.
What was your reaction when you heard that?
I saw some, sounded like some new information was revealed, so I didn't read into exactly what it was, so I'm probably not totally up to speed on everything. Right there, you support your teammates, but also support the decision of the organization.
Eli, you were part of the domestic violence awareness campaign. When you hear the owners say on the radio that Josh is using his wife and the team, what's your reaction to the fact that you were part of that domestic violence awareness campaign?
Again, I'm not aware of what ownership said or any of the announcements. So, my focus this week has been getting from the Rams, and obviously, I don't know what went on behind the scenes. All I can do is support my teammates, support the organization, and whatever's going on. Hey, there's going to be distractions every week. Something's going on. You don't like when a teammate can't make a game, but hey, we got to do our job, and that's getting ready to play this football game. I think everybody's excited, about being here and understanding the circumstances of the honor of playing over here in London, and knowing it's a big game for us. So I think the focus is being on this game and going out there and playing our best.
Eli, American football is a derivation of
we'll try. Hopefully, those guys are athletes and tough, and hopefully, I won't be taking as many hits as they take in a rugby game. But I have a lot of respect for the game of rugby, and I've enjoyed watching it a few times on TV. So it's an honor just to be here and be able to play in their facility. Yeah, Aaron Donald's he's a heck of a player, and so we got to know where he is. A couple guys on the defense line, they do a good job getting pressure on the quarterback, and so we got to have our guys up front have to be prepared, and try to get the ball out quickly. Can't sit back there in a lot of 7-step drops and holding and looking for your third and fourth receiver. So we'll have a good plan for it, and we need our guys to play well. But we understand he's gonna make some plays. He's a good player. Just hopefully it won't be destructive where it's going to lead into a bad place for us. Justin's been playing well. And I think the move to guard last year and kind of had to play some tackle in some games last year. But it's been a smooth transition for him. And he's been, good job in the run game and the pass game, being physical and making a lot of plays. I think he's. I don't know if he's here yet. Obviously, probably got a call yesterday. Say you got to go kick in London. So I'm sure he had some things to handle. He did not travel with the team. I'm sure he'll be getting here soon. Not seen the stadium. Not been in it yet. So I think we might have an opportunity to go over tomorrow afternoon. I don't know if I'll do that tonight or tomorrow. Just see how I'm feeling. But get there. Get there Sunday, walk around there a little bit on the field to see where everything is, the clocks, the play clocks, see how the grass is, and look forward to being there and playing in a new stadium. Yeah, always good defenses. You always have a good plan, a good blitz package, and it can change from week to week. I think he does a good job of bringing, each week having a different game plan, having new things that you haven't seen, and so you got to be kind of prepared for everything. And he can go a lot of different personnels, different looks on defense. So it's a lot of preparation to get ready for it, and so we got to be sharp. And he's going to try to. Confuse you, try to get guys running free, and so we just got to do great communication, and then obviously once you get communicated, everybody's got to do their assignments well because you're going against good players. Yeah, see a lot of kids were out there for the play 60 just. Obviously, just promoting being outside and playing sports. And so, when I was growing up, that was what I wanted to do. I just wanted to be outside. What about playing, concentrating on one sport, just being active, playing all different activities and just running around, being with your friends and enjoying sports just for what they're about. It's about, sportsmanship and gaining leadership skills. And just enjoying being a kid and being outside and being active. It's it's great for their health and their well-being, and will set them up for a brighter future. You never know. So I outran Jason Taylor that day. That's the way I remember it. He had a step on me and just beat him to the corner. So he might disagree, Whatever calls to get the job done and get us in the end zone, we'll see what happens.
You're hoping for a little less London rain Sunday?
Hoping for a little less London rain. So the forecast looks good right now, so hopefully it'll stay that day. We got a beautiful day today, so hopefully it'll be like this. It's tough to call out best we got a good group of receivers and tight ends, running backs, guys who can catch the ball. So we like to spread around, get everybody involved. But between Odell, Victor, Sterling Shepard's done a great job coming in. Roger Lewis making plays last week. So Larry Donnell, will tie, a lot of guys who can catch the ball, make plays for us, and have confidence in all of them. So makes my job easy if my reads, my first possession, my first progression is getting open, and in a lot of cases those guys are, and you trust them. The ball's getting out fast and hit them in stride, let them make some big plays. Well, I look at it as an opportunity for us to, see what we're made of. The schedule's different. You got to see how guys respond to this. These guys got to, make sure they're handling their business. Getting prepared, getting their rest, getting hydrated, doing all the things that they need to do to go out there and be their best. So I think it's gonna, guys got to show how important it is to them that they're going about their business and can handle this type of situation, and go out there excuses. We got to go out there and play our best football. I wouldn't really have that information. I wouldn't know. I haven't been here since to see if it has grown. Hopefully it has. It'll be interesting to just see the game. Just kind of, last year, last time here 9 years ago. The fans were sometimes kind of cheering at odd times during the game. So we'll see if they've, the understanding has grown over these past 9 years. Yeah, I don't know how that would work, but if that's a way to grow the game, and owners and commissioner think it's a good idea, then see what happens.